Looks like we've got John calling us from Ravensdale. Hello, sir.
Yes, Dr. Wright. Sorry about that phone line. I think it might have been on my end, the Ravensdale phone line.
Oh, maybe there was a raven on the phone line.
Yeah. My question, is it possible to improve or lessen the plaque buildup in arterial sclerosis? Do you know if it's even really possible?
Let me tell you about an engineer. And the reason I keep citing engineers is those guys and the few ladies are quite meticulous. He came on into the Tahoma Clinic, and he had had the scan of his carotid arteries, you know, the two on either, one on either side of the neck goes up the brain. And they scanned that, and they told him he was about 50% clogged on one side and almost 50% clogged on the other side. So he says, can I do anything about this? I said, sure. Here's some research. And what that research told us, the part of it was from Japan and part of it was from Malaysia or someplace like that, but it was good university research, and they did a good job. In Japan, they found that if people took vitamin K routinely, it helped to restore some of the calcium away from the plaque and into the bone and helped to reduce plaque. And in Malaysia, they found something called tocotrienols, T-O-C-O-T-R-I-E-N-O-L-S. They found that if they took those, well, what do you know? They could reduce their plaque. So I had him use both. And being an engineer, sir, he had his carotid arteries scanned exactly 1 year later. I just admire engineers for doing that. And you know, he was down from that almost for 50% side was down to 30%. And the other side that was almost, the other side was down to something like 26, 27%. And that's the last I ever heard of the man, but he brought in both of his reports so he could show me that it happened. And I assume he just kept taking his vitamin K and tocotrienols. Now, tocotrienols, I like the one best. It's a tocotrienol sold by a company called AC Grace. No, I do not receive any compensation or payment from AC Grace or this next company. And the other one is the Super K from Life Extension Foundation. We have both of them at Tahoma Clinic Dispensary. You can get them in your local health food store, your compounding pharmacy. But it is a little pricey because to get that, to achieve that, a person has to take three of each twice a day, sir. Now, nobody ever OD'd on them and got hurt with it, but it's three of the tocotrienols and three of the vitamin K twice a day. Take it with meals, take it without meals, doesn't matter. And that's what happened with that engineer, and that's happened with other people, too. And if we're in a bigger hurry, there's some intravenous things we can do. But that's the first place to start. That's the first place to start, sir.
Thank you so much. So that's just so encouraging. Yeah, makes you feel like going ahead and doing everything else. We know, you know, a little bit of exercise and along with
it. Yes, sir. Okay, sir, we got to go to our break. I've just been notified, so I'd say those are two things you can do safely for yourself. And for more answers, check with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine.